This is Lindsay.
Oh, hi, Lindsay. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, too. Happy Friday, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So I got your message, and you said you thought that you had canceled the account?
Yes. And I don't even know the password or any of that. I mean, I have not been into the Local Splash website in probably over a year, if not longer.
Oh, okay. So I want to let you know that, number one, there's no record of a cancellation on here, but the emails and all of the SMS correspondence looks like it's been going to your dad. Do you have access to dsims115@yahoo.com?
I do not.
Oh, no wonder. Yeah, because every time a lead comes through the dashboard, every time someone finds you on the first page of Google, he's getting notifications. And if this account ever were to cancel, it would dramatically affect the business because in the time that you guys have been with us, the company has been found on the first page of Google 1,467 times, and you've had 233 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you guys are getting a ton of work out of this, and obviously you wouldn't be aware of it because, you know, the text messages and the correspondence is going to him.
Right, yeah. And I don't know how much of that he has done. We've, for the past year and a half, we've primarily been working with a contractor and not doing any outside work other than with them. So, yeah.
Interesting. For the past year and a half, you said?
Yeah, it's been a while. We've just really been doing work like that they have going on. So we've really not done a whole lot of, like, you know, individual type work.
I see. Okay. So I need to give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that your dad acknowledged with his e-signature, he did agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 26th. And in order to prevent that charge, he has to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a $299 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time because come March 26th, that would reoccur to $598, and it will continue to do so until this settles. And obviously, I don't want that to happen to you if you're working mostly with that independent, you know. So, number one is if your intention is just to settle the past due balance and cancel, your program does include an extra $100 worth of Google paid ads. I don't think you need a fresh batch of Google paid ads if you're just going to cancel anyway. So if we took those off, it would lower the past due amount to just $199. Once that settles, you guys have an option to cancel the program and still keep the website and just pay $49 monthly for the hosting of the site. And a lot of people do that, you know, being that it's 2024, you know, bare minimum need a website anyway. You know what I mean?
So I think we'll do that. Do I have like any ability? Cause I have not been in this, anything. So would, like, if we canceled and just kept the website, would I be able to edit anything inside the website?
Absolutely. Yep. You can go on the dashboard and you can make edits to the website through the dashboard. And I can actually show you how to do that. It's super simple.
Yeah. Okay. Guess too, I need to figure out, my password to Local Splash because I do not have it.
Well, I can send it to you again, and in the event that the password is blank, that would mean that you reset it at some point, and if you don't know what it is, I can even set a temporary password to let you in, and then once you get in, you can change it back to whatever you like.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
that
that's not
work.
A problem. Yeah, one thing I notice, only because I'm looking at the Google listing now, and this is probably because you're working with that, you know, independent entity, but you on the Google listing, let me just confirm this, you have an impeccable 5-star rating, but there hasn't been a fresh review. There's only 2 reviews, but there hasn't been a fresh review posted for over 2 years. And sometimes
yeah.
that also affects conversion. So I'll also send you guys a little review generator email, and it'll help you get some fresh reviews. That always helps with, you know, getting conversion.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so let me go into the billing, and then to settle that $199, is it going to be a different card? Because the one we have, it says it's no good. It ends in 0610.
Let me see what card I have been using, because I don't have any of the cards. My dad has that.
Oh, okay.
But let me see, and you said 0610 is not any good?
Yeah, and it says the reason is there's suspected fraud on it, so I don't know if maybe the bank sent you guys a new one or something.
Hmm. Can I get him on the phone? And because that's
of
the
course.
Only one that I have.
Yes.
I can look at him.
No problem. I'll wait for you, Lindsay.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Hey, you there?
Yes, hi, Lindsay. I'm still here.
Okay, so as I was talking to him, he got another important phone call, and so
okay.
we were going to see what was going on with the card, but he'll probably call me back.
Okay.
When I get a good card, can I call you back, and then we'll go through it, get that paid and all that stuff?
Yes. Of course. And then I want to make sure that you get these emails that I'm promising you, since we only have his on the account. So what is your email address?
So you can send it to service@csclearing.com. Yes.
Okay, you got it. So I will send those out to you right now. And then if you try to log on to the dashboard right now, even with a valid password, it's not going to let you in just because the account's in a past due status. But once we get the payment up to speed later, you'll have full access again. So next time we talk, I can show you how to go on there and make the updates to the site, okay?
Oh, hold on. Here he is. He's calling.
Oh, there
me
he
back.
Is. Okay, no problem.
Okay, hold on. Mm-hmm. All right, I have him on the line.
Oh, hi, Donnie. It's Tina again from Local Flash.
Okay, hey, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. So Lindsay wants to cancel the program and pay the past due balance, and then we're going to continue on monthly with the just the hosting of the site for $49, and then I'm going to
okay.
show her how to do the updates on the dashboard and everything, so she could go in and refresh the site for you. But
okay.
she said the only card she had is the same one that we have, which is the one that ends in 0610. So do you have a better card for the $199?
What I'm going to look at. The card we use for everything in the business, I use every day.
Oh, it's the same one, the 0610. I was telling her that that one is declining, and it's saying suspected fraud. So you might want to check with your bank. I don't know if maybe they sent you a new one, and maybe, you know, you just, they hadn't notified you yet or something, or maybe they notified you and you didn't get it. But that one isn't going through unless they sent you a new one with the same number and a different expiration or something. But we have 9 of 26 for the expiration. What do you have?
What up? 926-0610.
Yep, yep. Okay, that's exactly what we have. So is there another one that you'd like to use in the meantime, maybe? And then when you get this straightened out, we could put the business card back on file?
Lindsay, do you have Daniel's company card?
I don't have it. I can get him, call him, but he's driving.
That's the, let's see. Okay, we can try this one. It's a CNS ATM card.
Okay.
Am I giving this number, or do I need to send it to her? What do we need to do?
Well, I have the billing in front of me, so I can enter it right now.
Okay. 5517.
Okay.
8300.
Got it.
0429.
Okay.
1089.
Okay, expiration.
Wow.
Is it hard to read?
Yeah.
Yeah, they make them so they're shiny and they rub off. I don't know why they do that. My husband has to hold it out like at an arm's length and go in the light to read. It's so funny.
Yeah, doing that too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All I know to do is try 825.
Okay. And now probably it's going to be another struggle, but is the code on the back also hard to read, or?
191.
191. Okay. If this doesn't work, then, you know, we could try it again with a different one. But I want to let you know, sometimes what I do when that happens is I'll take a picture of it with my phone, and then I can zoom in, and sometimes I can see it a little clearer. But let's see if you did good. You did good. It worked. Okay, good. So we got the green light for it. So you guys are all good to go on the past due payment. And then I'm going to talk to Lindsay a little bit about updating the site for you. So unless you have further questions, you're good to go. And then maybe her and I can talk a little bit more.
Yep, y'all handle it. I don't get involved in this crap.
Okay, no problem. Have a great weekend coming up, Donnie.
All right, thanks. See you, baby.
Bye.
Okay, so Lindsay, for the correspondence moving forward, since he just said he doesn't get into any of this, do you want me to just start sending notifications to you just so that he doesn't have to deal with any of it the service? Okay, that's what I thought, at csclearing.com. I'll also put you on here as a recipient of the SMS messages, just in case a lead comes through the site or something, then you can kind of get that and let him know. And then if your email's stuck here in the... Okay, it did. Okay, good. So service@csclearing.com. So now I'll send you one that says login credentials to advanced reporting. And then the second one I'll send you is learn how to get more reviews. And that one you can kind of put on the back burner and use later. But right now I just want to show you the dashboard. So if you get that email, the first one about the login credentials, it will have a link in there to my.localsplash.com. That's the interface for your dashboard. And then the username is your dad's phone number, but of course with no spaces or dashes, just the 10 digits.
Okay.
And then the password is all lowercase, all one word, the Google. So no space in between.
All right, I'm in.
Okay, so once you get into the dashboard, you can see where I clicked on 233 Google profile actions. That's where mm-hmm. I went in and I saw the results that you guys are getting, you know, in real time. And then where it says 8 local leads, most people don't get to this point because when they find you on the first page, they're going to call you directly. Or, well, in this case, your dad, you know, they're going to call him directly,
yeah.
Or they're going to click to the site for immediate contact. But there are certain instances where they can't call right that moment because perhaps they're at work or they're with family, and then they plug their information into the site, and then you guys get a notification that there's a lead coming through the site. So you can see that happened most recently. Earlier this month by someone called mm-hmm. Aaron on 172 McKinney Street, put in there that he needed land clearing. So you can follow up with these leads accordingly just in case your dad, you know, has been missing them. But like I said, he's been getting the notifications on them. Now,
yeah.
At the top, do you see all those tabs that say home, leads, website, listings?
Yes.
Okay, so the very last one that says business info. This
mm-hmm.
is the one where you can make updates to the site. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you see where it says logo, cover photo, business photos. So as you hover over these, you'll see a little pen icon showing up at the right. You can
mm-hmm.
go in and you can change the cover photo. You can change the logo. You can add more photos to the business section. You can drag and rearrange them. And then the same thing goes with any other section as you scroll up. If you see the little pen icon showing up, you can update that information. And anything that you've done on your end goes directly to our technicians, and it's updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days. Now,
okay.
You might scroll over certain sections where there's a little red circle, like under the keywords, for example. You can still edit those, but you would just have to do so by calling in. Those you can't edit just, you know, automatically, because sometimes if people edit those on their end, it ends up hurting their rankings. So if you see
okay.
anything specific as you go through this that has that red circle, no problem. Just call me and then we'll get it updated for you manually, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then other than that, you should be good to go. Are there any other questions that you have for me at this point?
I don't think so. Very helpful.
Good. Okay. Yeah, I'm happy. It's nice when you can see everything. You probably thought, gosh, we're paying for this all this time and we don't even know what we're getting, you know, and your
yeah.
dad's
well,
been...
I haven't even realized it, and I guess he hasn't either. And then
wow.
I was like, it's just one of those things, because I just do, you know, help them out. I'm in HR at another company, so I have a full-time job, and this is just something oh. I help him out with. So
I see. Just,
yeah.
Oh. Well, that's nice. You know, I always tell business owners that, you know, behind every good man, there's a good lady, and you're his daughter, and you're doing really good by, you know, trying to kind of juggle that for him on top of everything else you have going in your life, which is awesome, you know. And
yes.
I know he appreciates you, too, because he always, you know, when we call him, oh, Lindsay's authorized. She does HR. You can call her, you know.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so it's just so sweet. So, yeah, but you have my number now, too, Lindsay. So if you need
yeah.
anything else down the road, just feel free to give me a buzz, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And have a nice weekend coming up, too.
You too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay, bye.